Holy crap, what happened? We didn't even see Meg in the past.
Well, Brian, I would surmise that in the original timeline, the laughter at Chris emanating from his classroom created a distraction. So by turning her head slightly to investigate, Meg kept her face from being directly over the explosion. But in a timeline where Chris was unaroused, the distracting laughter was absent.
Come on, not one bag of pot in any of these things?
So with no noise coming from Chris's classroom, Meg never turned her head away, ensuring that her face would absorb the full brunt of the explosion. It's a weird word, brunt. Such a dumb language.
I feel horrible. We gotta fix this.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Oh, this is bad. Did anything else change?
One thing, Lois bought popsicles for Meg since that's all she can eat now.
So good. What's yours?
Apple.
Aw, there's apple? I thought that was lime.
But we should go fix the Meg burned face thing, though. Right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, hey, you guys. I also got ice cream sandwiches for Meg.
It's a time machine. We can leave whenever we want.
I mean, we make the schedule.
Yeah, like literally.